world order, religion in the new world order, we are faced with a far more complicated problem, and yet at the same time with a far easier one. Ah, what does that mean? The reason for this is that the subject of religion is one which is studied and somewhat understood by the majority of men. Okay. On theological interpretations, there are wide differences on a widespread recognition of universal divine intelligence or of God, by whatever name the all-embracing life may be called. Really. Again, that's different. Monism and deism sort of lingering on the periphery. There is a general similarity of reaction. Forms of religion are so different, and the theological adherents are so fierce in their loyalties and partisanships, that the emergence of a world religion is necessarily of profound difficulty. But that emergence is very close at hand, and the differences are relatively superficial. Really? Oh.
I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference. Make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody. We've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided. Oh yeah, undivided.
All right. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. It's definitely a Monday, at least as far as I'm concerned. So I basically what I'm saying today is, you know, the caveat is that, you know, this is the front lines. Usually I say it seems like Road Warrior Radio is turning into a Sunday morning thing. That's the front lines of the battle. And this is not supposed to be a sermon. It's supposed to be this is front page news and a history lesson. This is what's going on. This is where the battle is. And the irony is most people don't even realize this is a battlefront. We've been lulled to sleep. Don't even know it. So, how wonderful. You know, if you're an old school bad guy, yay for you. Like Baudelaire wrote, and many people parroted, the finest trick of the devil is to persuade you that he does not exist. Imagine if you could do that. Sun Tzu, to subdue the enemy without fighting is the acme of skill. You know, Martin Seligman and colleague, learned helplessness. To subdue the enemy without fighting is the acme of skill. Or, as old school bad guy Nicholas Murray Butler put it famously, the vast population of this earth, and indeed nations themselves, see, he was boasting about which group he was in, and indeed nations themselves may readily be divided into three groups. They're like saying this in network marketing circles, which makes me suspicious of anybody that would quote it. There are the few who make things happen, the many more who watch things happen, and the overwhelming majority who have no notion of what happens. Every human being is born into this third and largest group. It is for himself, his environment, and his education. Ooh, that's interesting. Because again, I think maybe we should play clips of John Taylor Gatto's Underground History of Education. It is for himself, his environment, and his education to determine whether he shall rise to the second group or even to the first. As he boasts. So, back to the dumpster of the externalization of the hierarchy. And again, this is a work, you know, this is, if you go to Alice Bailey's Wikipedia page, you will see under the bibliography section, the Lucius Trust Publishing Company and the Lucius Press. This used to be Lucifer Publishing Company, But, you know, back then people had a problem with it. Now it's a Netflix show, so, who cares? Lucifer's on Netflix. It's edgy and cool. No, it's not. It's evil and demonic. And we should boycott Netflix as a result. Effective immediately. It's interesting. Just as another aside, you know, I sort of touched on some of this stuff last week and sort of danced around it a little bit, and I was thinking, yeah, I mentioned Rick Joyner's The Journey Begins. I don't think I'll do that anymore. I'm just ready to throw everybody into this group. You know, if you're Knights of Malta and then you have written a post about how fantastic Knights of Malta are, Sovereign Military Order of Malta, then, you know, it's time to just renounce all of the shenanigans. The Bible says let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. You don't need to swear. You don't need to make oaths. You don't need to make totems and symbols and handshakes and all kinds of nonsense. If you're doing that, eventually you're up to no good or conscripted to no good. Period. So, you know, I talked about some of this stuff, pawnology and the Lucifer effect. Lucifer is a show on Netflix. It's cool. Breaking Bad is a show. It's on Netflix. We can binge watch both of them. Excellent. So I was thinking last week, stop with the self-help, so-called. Maxwell Maltz, Psycho-Cybernetics. You know, Word of Faith. Norman Vincent Peale, Zig Ziglar. It's all the same stuff. The clip that we played last week, I could hear in churches, preached by Beth Moore and Joyce Meyer and all these kinds of ladies that, you know, according to the Bible, shouldn't be preaching. Maybe we should say no to that. I wonder what would happen. But Chris, haven't even you said that there are some good, helpful books out there, even Christian? I mean, you mentioned Rick Joyner's The Journey Begins and Daryl and Tracy Strawberry's Imperfect Marriage. Yeah. But not as a Bible substitute, not as a Bible. And that's what happens. Not as a worship manual, not as a, you know, just with some helpful ideas maybe to put somebody on the path. I want to, you know, not as a, I want to fix me and do what I want and get what I want guide. That's, you know, law of attraction stuff. And the reason we played the path of least resistance is because you can hear it now. We're there. Where these people are advocating what feels good. Really? Jeffrey Dahmer, that deal is on Netflix too. Man, there's a morbid preoccupation with those kinds of things. What if somebody feels good murdering their fellow man? You know? Serial bad things. Well, if it feels good. And everyone has, you know, a solipsistic view. Everyone has narcissistic personality disorder. So there are no other people. It's just me and my own live action, first person, choose your own adventure. And the rest are non-playing characters. It's ridiculous. It's insane. So I was thinking last week, you know what? Write your own Journey Begins or Imperfect Marriage Guide. What? That sounds blasphemous. Hear me out. In Exodus 20, verses 18 to 22, The people are looking for a buffer between them and accountability directly to God for their sinful, evil ways. They're partying, they're, you know what, they're watching, they're binge watching Netflix, they're doing what they want. They want an intermediary between them and God so that they can ostensibly skirt their accountability. How do I know? Well, that's how the story begins, so to speak. You know, you go back to Genesis chapter 3. So, you know, the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." And God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" Obviously, he knows. The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." Nobody's taking responsibility for themselves. That's what we want to do by nature. They want an intermediary between them and God so that they can ostensibly skirt their accountability and, like Adam and Eve, maybe try pleading plausible deniability. And that's what we're doing in this society. We're engineering that kind of compartmentalization as part of the colony or part of the herd or part of the hive. You know, is it a coincidence that Beyonce, one of Beyonce's nicknames is Queen Bee? Like Adam and Eve, maybe trying to plead plausible deniability. The man you gave us, Moses, beguiled us and failed to properly convey your message, so it's not our fault. If they go directly before God, they will be directly responsible for what they hear. And they don't want that. So write your own book. What would happen if we had a society of adults listen to John Taylor Gatto tell us that the artificial extension of childhood is not an accident or a coincidence? Child labor laws were not about helping children. It's actually about hurting children. Making them, giving them what I call Pan syndrome. Yay! We're just little boys who are gonna live forever. Yay! It's insane. What would happen, you know, if you know the World War II generation or even before, what would happen if we had a society of those folks going back and going back? Where we, you know, the point of the write your own book is if they go directly before God, they will be directly responsible for what they hear. They will be accountable. So, you know, we should write our own book, or better yet, or better phrase perhaps, go to him and co-author it with him, so to speak, like Moses did the Ten Commandments, you might say. Hopefully that makes sense and doesn't sound crazy. I'm just saying we should be responsible for ourselves in a way that we are not. And when you think about it, if you're writing your own book, you're the author, not that we're usurping. Hopefully this makes sense. In humility and submission and subjection to God, obviously that goes without saying. I'm not saying, you know, we shall be as gods. No, that's exactly what I'm not saying. Anyway, if you're the author of a book, this is an analogy. If you're the author of a book, you probably are expected, or, you know, the perception is that you're going to know the subject matter better than, say, a student of that book. Student of the book maybe knows it, maybe doesn't. Oh, yeah, I didn't know about that. The author of the book should have command of the subject matter. And we should have command of the subject matter in America. If this is what we hear, a representative republic, even call it a representative democracy, that's fine. Even though it's not, well, I mean, it depends on who you ask, right? They're funny things that have happened in the shadows over the decades. But if it is a government of, by, and for the people, and we are presumably amongst the people, how do we participate? All those years ago, those deists who talked about the hand of providence, oh, sorry, not supposed to talk about that. The beneficent ruler, in whom all inferior spirits live and move. You know that guy, the Hellfire Club member? He put it that way sometimes. Anyway. But you know, I think he was right when he said only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. And I think John Adams was right when he said our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And I think there's a reason that we see things like the protocols and the communist rules for revolution and on over the years. Oh, that's a spurious document. Well, isn't it funny how things have played out exactly the way it, you know, they've unfolded precisely as it advocated. That's funny, huh? But it's a spurious document. One of those most prophetic spurious documents ever written. But Chris, what about me? I don't want to be a monk writing my book, my Ten Commandments. I don't want to be like Moses and, you know, be in exile for 40 years. And right. Your Father in heaven knows what need you have, and your heart's desire for that matter, or desires. And I'll tell you, that kind of freedom, that kind of dangerous freedom, like what Moses or David had, it's amazing. It's a whole lot more exciting than the cybernetic, technocratic, diagnostic, and statistical dystopia. The cattle chute. Through the alchemical looking glass and down the rabbit hole of the abyss that we're lured into. That's awful. Even though, like Aldous Huxley said, back in, what was it, 62? People can be conditioned to love their servitude, essentially, right? Berkeley, the ultimate revolution. Maybe we should play that clip. It seems to me that the nature of the ultimate revolution, with which we are now faced, is precisely this, that we are in the process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy, who has always existed and presumably will always exist, to get people to love their servitude. That's what he said. The enjoyment of servitude, well, this process is, as I say, has gone for over the years, and I have become more and more interested in it, in what is happening. I wonder why, creeper. The state of servitude, state of being, having our differences ironed out or stamped out, the boot in the face perpetually, the Orwellian boot, and being made amenable to mass production methods on the social level. Again, back to John Taylor Gatto and the Underground History of Education. If you can do this, then you are likely to have a much more stable and lasting society. Who wants that? I'll get back to the externalization of the hierarchy in a minute. Much more easily controllable society than you would if you were relying wholly on clubs and firing squads and concentration camps. Really? This guy who wrote Brave New World, or plagiarized, whatever, you know, details, stick around, I'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
There's a battle that is raging, and we are playing patty cake. We're not even, we don't even know there's a, we're just playing little baby games. And that's not good. So, what is to be done? You know, one of the other things that I was going to get to is, that is incorporated speaking of Huxley's ultimate revolution speech at Berkeley in 62. So there is, as I say, there has been a definite improvement in the techniques of terrorism. Who would want to improve the techniques of terrorism? Evil, that's who. But then when we come to the consideration of other techniques, non-terroristic techniques for inducing consent, who wants to do that? Evil, for inducing consent. And inducing people to love their servitude, here I don't think I can possibly go into all of them because I don't know all of them, but I mean I can mention the more obvious methods which can now be used and are basically based on recent scientific findings. You know, Biderman and Zimmer, the manipulation of human behavior and fun things like that. First of all, there are methods connected with straight suggestion and hypnosis. How do you hypnotize people? What did Alan Watt tell us? Turn off the screen. Turn off the TV. Get rid of it. So anyway, we are being terrorized, and you know, I'm just gonna put this out here. We'll come back to it. We won't do it today. But one of the things that Andrew Breitbart just put it out there. He said, you know, when I was at Tulane, I just remember thinking, you know, isn't there anything else that I can read but books on, are there anything else other than haikus on rape? Rape Lit is American Studies at Tulane. Who knows, it's probably worse now, much worse since Breitbart graduated and since he passed away. But, you know, we're subjected to it. It's all around us. I thought it was shocking. I don't really want to give you a spoiler alert, but I'll give you a spoiler alert. Trauma bonding and traumatic bonding or whatever, you know, name you want to give it, trauma bonding. And Stockholm Syndrome, obviously, effort justification, these things. We are, you know, frequency bias. We are weaponized against ourselves and one another in peculiar ways. So I think what I'll do this week, maybe tomorrow, is read from one of the experts on this subject matter. And typically it's, you know, focused on individuals. Like this woman was in an abusive relationship and she's being, you know, psychologically abused, manipulated, gaslighted, coerced, and those kinds of things. But when you read this stuff and you think on a broader scale and you think about political machinery, not necessarily an individual per se, though some obviously come to mind, definitely. But you read this stuff, and you think of the political machinery, that's exactly what it does, which is part of the reason I say the devil invented politics. You know? It's not just the Eric Claptons who go down to the crossroads and make their Faustian bargain. So, I think it was Larry. I have my email in front of me. I think it was Larry who sent me the article on Chesa Boudin. He's an interesting figure. What's he doing in San Francisco? I was in New York. Then I was in Chicago with Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. Speaking of Andrew Breitbart, makes me want to play Breitbart at the 2012 CPAC over and over and over and over and over. We will vet Barack Obama this time. We are vetting him. And then he was gone in less than a month. What happened to Andrew Breitbart? Ripe old age of 43. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
My friend is feel as there up. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't all that use me stuff. You use me up until you use me up. My brother sit me right back down and he talked to me.
Huxley, unbelievable. And here I think one has an enormous area in which the ultimate revolution could function very well indeed. An area in which a great deal of control could be used by, not through terror, but by making life seem much more enjoyable than it normally does. Who would want to do that? Enjoyable to the point where, as I said before, human beings come to love a state of things by which any reasonable and decent human standard they ought not to love. And this, I think, is perfectly possible. Perfectly possible. And then he goes on. But then, very briefly, let me speak about one of the more recent developments in the sphere of neurology, about the implantation of electrodes in the brain. Anyway. The psychopathic, ghoulish Satanists, whether misguided or otherwise. And again, I mean, this is, so the front lines of the battle is what I'm talking about. And, you know, speaking of Huxley, remember in, Jeffrey Steinberg's From Cybernetics to Littleton, Techniques of Mind Control, he, you know, mentioned in flashback, Lurie quoted Huxley, these brain drugs mass-produced in the laboratories will bring about vast changes in society. This will happen with or without you or me. All we can do is spread the word. The obstacle to this evolution, Timothy, is the Bible. And then Lurie added, we had run up against the Judeo-Christian commitment to one God, one religion, one reality that has cursed Europe for centuries and America since our founding days. Drugs that open the mind to multiple realities inevitably lead to a polytheistic view of the universe. We sense that the time for a new humanist religion based on intelligence, good-natured pluralism, and scientific paganism had arrived. That's funny. Because that's exactly what is advocated in the externalization of the hierarchy. So I'll get back to the torture stuff tomorrow. We're all tortured. I mean, I said it last week. If you know, if you go through, if you've had any kind of formal education, and that doesn't mean, yeah, that means even homeschooling these days, as far as I can tell, you're exposed to things that essentially make you a profane initiate. We're doing it to our own children and allowing it to be done. Sometimes, in some cases, we're doing it and we don't even realize it, most people. But I think if we pause and reflect for a moment, well, no. Before I go back to the dumpster fire that is the externalization of the hierarchy, let's go to the phones and grab Melissa in Maryland. Melissa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Okay, hi. I have a question about virtual private networks. Can you handle that?
It's off topic for today, but yeah.
I'm sorry? Okay, well, if you want me to post...
Today, sure.
I'm sorry?
It's kind of off topic for today, but I can field the question.
Okay, well, if you want me to postpone it, I can call you back at another time.
Probably. I don't want to finish this... Okay. Awful stuff that I'm in and come back to that, but yeah.
Okay, so when would you suggest I call back?
Why don't we probably maybe tomorrow? We can do that for tomorrow's broadcast. There's quite a bit of stuff that I was going to finish reading in the externalization of the hierarchy, so.
Okay, that's fine. I'll try to call you back. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call, Melissa. VPN stuff tomorrow. Okay. Externalization of the hierarchy. Nonsense. Evil. But this is what's happening. So the religious problem. when we come to consider the religion, in the New World Order, again, this is, you know, for those just tuning in, I'm reading from the Externalization of the Hierarchy, which if you go to Alice Bailey, Wikipedia entry, under the bibliography section, you'll see the Lucius Trust Publishing Company and Lucius Press Limited are the official publishers of Alice Bailey's books. And Lucius Trust used to be the Lucifer Publishing Company. Back before there was a Lucifer television series, people had a problem with it. But this is proof of the indoctrination over time. And so 100 years ago, people were horrified by it. Now, it's a popular television. Well, we should just switch it back to... So, under that section... You see the word, and again, as I said in the first hour, you can do your own homework and see that powerful, influential folks like the Rockefellers, Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation, George Soros, and many, many others have been backing this organization since its inception, and it has very close ties to the United Nations. Why is all of that? And what is advocated at the UN seems to closely align with what is published at the Lucius Trust. And Alice Bailey was the continuation of Helena Blavatsky's theosophical work. And, theosophy is just kind of a fancy rebranding of Kabbalism in simple terms. There's more to it. You know, Swedenborgism, the God of Spinoza, and all these kinds of things. It's funny, not to get sidetracked, but if you are not familiar, this thing called, you can be a Christian socialist, you can be a Christian theosophist. No, you can't. No, you can't. Maybe you could, but that would be something different. That would be like saying that marriage is something other than what God created, because he's the one who created marriage, so... You can call it that, doesn't mean that's what it is. So if you go to the New Church Swedenborgian Wikipedia entry, it's curious. Tell me if this doesn't sound familiar. Under, let's see, is it history? No, main doctrines. And so, this is, if you don't know who Emanuel Swedenborg is, this is the forerunner to theosophy in simple terms. Theosophy, Kabbalah, alchemy, divination, the God of Spinoza, these fun things. It's everything, it's nothing. It's monism, it's deism, it's occultism, all that fun stuff. So under the section titled Main Doctrines, this is why Christians should be concerned at what's going on. Basically, what's in your church these days is law of attraction, New Agey law of attraction, prosperity, gospel, ye shall be as gods. It's theosophy. It's Swedenborgism. You're part of the new church, the new Swedenborgian church. And if you are, again, come out of her, oh my people. So... Under the section Main Doctrines, you read this. The new church has two essential doctrines. The first is that there is one God, Jehovah, who incarnated as Jesus so that he may redeem mankind. Well, see, they believe in Jesus. The second is the obligation to live according to his commandments. Okay, what about saved by grace through faith? What about sin? That not of yourself is the free gift of God. Well, what about that? But anyway, you keep reading. There are two essentials which constitute the church, two principal things of the doctrine. The Lord, human is divine. That sounds esoteric. The other, love the Lord and charity toward the neighbor constitute the church, and not faith separate from love and charity, which again is an esoteric turn of phrase. These two things, the acknowledgement of the Lord and life according, listen, life according to the precepts of the Decalogue. The Decalogue are the two essentials of the new church. Adherents believe that these two doctrines bring about salvation and union with Jesus. Not to be, saved by grace through faith. No mention of sin. Yeah, but maybe you're reading into things. No. Listen, tell me if this doesn't ring a bell. You hear this everywhere these days, including in so-called Christian churches. All things in the doctrine of the new church have reference to these two because they are its universals on which all particulars depend. It's basically the same. It's the Masonic God, the divine power, supreme being, on which all particulars depend and are its essentials from which all the formalities proceed. But then this bit, listen. If a person is unaware of the doctrines but has believed in one God and lived a good life, oh, you know, like the Masons making good men better? If a person is unaware of the doctrines but has believed in one God and lived a good life, according to Swedenborg, they will learn them from angels after death. How many people are running around saying that? Even in Billy Graham said it. Billy Graham believes in the God of Swedenborg and Spinoza et al. And I know that there are particulars. We could dive down that rabbit hole, but we're not going to now. I believe personally what Jesus said. So when we're talking about this subject specifically, this is divergent. And you hear people saying it all the time. Anyway, back to the externalization of the hierarchy nonsense. When we come to consider religion in the New World Order, remember I mentioned early on today that the New World Order, that term is used no fewer than 56 times in the externalization of the hierarchy. But I think we should just use it and abuse it these days, not to the point that we desensitize people to it, but to say, you know, like in the externalization of the hierarchy, maybe that's not a good idea. Maybe that would drive people to it. The point is just to say this document has been around for a long time, and what's advocated in it has been around for a lot longer than that. Because, again, this character, you know, it was a received work, Alice Bailey, catatonic state, eyes rolled back in her head, scribbling furiously. Look, I wrote a book. When we come to consider religion in the New World Order, we are faced with a far more complicated problem, and yet at the same time with a far easier one. The reason for this is that the subject of religion is one which is studied and somewhat understood by the majority of men. In other words, we have enough knowledge, subject matter knowledge, to be dangerous. Right. On theological interpretations, there are wide differences. On a widespread recognition of a universal divine intelligence or of God, by whatever name the all-embracing life may be called, that's esoteric. And you know, the reason why that happens, just again to sort of shine a bright light on what's going on, is as what's his name put it, Charles Baudelaire. So Charles Baudelaire, the finest trick of the devil is to persuade you that he does not exist. That's what happens in Masonry. The ineffable name, the blah, blah, blah-bitty-blah. Blah. We can't say until we've initiated you along far enough that basically there's no turning back, and now here you go. You were just a misguided Satanist the whole time. Okay, so it is a general similarity of reaction. Forms of religion are so different, and the theological adherents are so fierce that their loyalties and partisanships, that the emergence of a world religion is necessarily of profound difficulty. World religion? That's funny. Why is everyone advocating for that? Rick Warren's been saying it. The Pope says it. Everybody says it. I'd like to teach the world to sing. You know, that kind of thing. Syncretism. But that emergence is very close at hand, and the differences are relatively superficial. Wow. The New World Religion is nearer than many think. The New World Religion. Are you crazy for saying that? No, there it is. Right there. In the externalization of the hierarchy. The New World Religion, it's really not new, though, is it? And this is due to two things, nearer than many think, due to two things. First, the theological quarrels of mainly non-essentials. And secondly, the younger generation, listen to this, is basically spiritual but quite uninterested in theology. This was 1957. You know, the counterculture revolution certainly helped to break the former bonds that generation had to their parents' beliefs, shall we say. Therefore, in the New World Order, spirituality will supersede theology, living experience. Oh, you mean empirical evidence that we've been talking about for the last 500 years will take the place of theological acceptances? Huh. Yikes. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Chose man to make me blue.
final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. I'm going to come back to this stuff tomorrow. This is the front lines, folks. It has been for generations. So from the externalization of the hierarchy, you probably think I'm exaggerating. New World Religion, that term used no fewer than 28 times in the document. New World Order, New World Religion. The platform of the New World Religion will have in it three major presentations of truth or three major doctrines, if such an undesirable word can be permitted. It is with the elaboration of these three points of view or evocations of truth, right, that the work of the sixth group of disciples will be concerned. They are the fact of the Spirit of God, both transcendent and immanent, transcendental mysticism, the fact of the divine quality of the forces in nature, you know, the laws of nature and nature's God, or the God of Spinoza, as Einstein and Michio Kaku worship. This might be called transcendental occultism. Three, the fact implied in the first that humanity as a whole is an expression of divinity, blah, blah, blah. This might be called transcendental religion. That's fun. Anyway, a couple of quick further excerpts before we go out. In the esoteric group, which is composed of the spiritual esoterists found in all exoteric occult groups in the church, by whatever name it may be called, and in masonry, you have the three paths leading to initiation. In the church, as yet they are not used, and one of the things that will eventuate when the new universal religion has sway and the natural nature of esotericism is understood, will be the utilization of the banded esoteric organisms, the Masonic organism, and the church organism as initiating centers. The church organism as initiating centers. These three groups converge as their inner sanctuaries are approached. There is no dissociation between the one universal church, the sacred inner lodge of all true Masons, and the innermost circles of the esoteric societies. Did you hear that? Is that happening in America right now? Hospitals and schools will appear under the direct guidance of the masters. Teachers who can heal will come forth. And others will appear who will train the minds of the pupils to be responsive to direct inspiration from above. The faculty of the intuition must be developed scientifically. Finally, church members and members of the Masonic fraternities must familiarize themselves with the inner significance of the various rites, ceremonies, colors, and rituals, and with the work performed upon the floor of the temple. They must know why such and such things are done in order, and the reason for the various precedents, the world gestures and act, the words, gestures, and acts. Is that happening? Are we seeing this? Last but not least, the Christ and the Masters are occupied with the task of preparing for the restoration of the mysteries. This restoration will fall into three phases and will cover and include in its general its symbolism all phases of human unfoldment. The story of mankind will be pictorialized. Are things pictorialized these days? These three phases correspond broadly and in a general sense to the three degrees of the Blue Lodge in Masonry. Schools, churches, Masonic fraternities and the esoterics community. Shocking. This is the front line of the battle, folks. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.